Over the past two decades, most states have changed the way they execute prisoners. To make the process more humane, they've done away with gas chambers and electric chairs. Now almost every American execution is carried out through lethal injection. Attorneys for death row inmates are challenging that method. They say lethal injections, as currently performed, are cruel and unusual punishment. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Executions by lethal injection tend to look less ghastly than, say, watching a firing squad or electrocution. Witnesses to modern executions sometimes say dying inmates appear serene, as if they're merely falling asleep. But in a series of legal challenges across the country, capital defense lawyers say the appearance is deceptive. They claim lethal injections cause intense pain while masking the body's ability to show it. Tennessee defense attorney Brad McLean says his state administers three chemicals in an execution, an anesthetic followed by drugs that paralyze the muscles and stop the heart.
The problem is that the first chemical is highly unstable, and there's a substantial risk that it will not put the inmate to sleep. So the inmate will suffer unimaginable pain throughout the vascular system, but he'll be unable to express himself in any way.
McLean represents death row inmate Abdu Ali Abdur Rahman, who was convicted of fatally stabbing a drug dealer in 1986. McLean has appealed the death sentence on several grounds, including a claim that lethal injections are unconstitutional. He says the chemicals Tennessee and most states use violate the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment. As part of his case, McLean notes Tennessee prohibits veterinarians from using one of the chemicals to euthanize animals.
If you use a drug on an inmate that's not fit for a dog or a cat, that stigmatizes the inmate, I think, in an unconstitutional way. You know, the sentence is death. The sentence is not a painful death.
Abdur Rahman's case is among more than a half dozen around the country that question the constitutionality of lethal injections. Others are pending before state and federal courts in Ohio, Louisiana, and elsewhere. The cases challenge the three-drug protocol or find fault with the technique used to administer it. Mike Stark of the Campaign to End the Death Penalty expects capital defense lawyers to file many similar challenges in coming months.
I think it's a kind of thing where people who have run out of a lot of different arguments are probably looking at this issue very closely. But like a lot of things, it's because it's a new issue. Once the courts establish a standard one way or another, then you'll see the amount of litigation decreasing. Right now, it's a hot topic.
The Supreme Court recently agreed to hear procedural arguments in an Alabama Eighth Amendment case, delaying an inmate's execution until justices rule whether his challenge can proceed. The High Court also stayed a Virginia execution in a similar case, but allowed lethal injections to go forward in North Carolina and Texas. Scholars say the nation's courts eventually will have to decide whether death by injection is too painful, even for condemned murderers. Scott Sunby teaches law at Washington and Lee University.
The Supreme Court has tended to frame the Eighth Amendment question when it comes to methods of execution in terms of whether the method inflicts gratuitous pain, because any method is obviously going to involve some pain. So what the courts have fallen back on is to say, well, you can't cause unnecessary pain.
State courts in Florida and Connecticut already have considered challenges to lethal injection and both ruled it constitutional. A Florida judge found no evidence the procedure is cruel or painful, while the Connecticut court said it does not offend current standards of decency. Capital punishment supporter Dudley Sharp of a group called Justice for All says properly administered lethal injections are quick and humane, and he calls the legal challenges insulting to victims' families.
The overwhelming concern that some people have with the pain that a murderer might experience should be appalling to almost everyone, because the claim appears to be just a method of getting a stay of execution with no evidence to support that it might be a violation of the Eighth Amendment.
Officials in states with capital punishment tend to agree. In the Tennessee case, government attorneys argued inmates feel nothing during executions. They say the anesthetic administered early in the process renders a person unconscious within seconds. Texas just reviewed its injection procedures and concluded they're the most humane available. And in Maryland, the Department of Correction webpage asserts the worst physical pain of an execution is the prick of the needle. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.